Five, four, three, two, one. Welcome to TTV episode 56, I think. You guys know if I'm right or not. You gotta fact check me here.
Just a second.
Oh, yep. I think I'm right. Yep.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
You're correct for once.
Yep. Got 2 weeks in a row.
Give him a medal.
And the correct guy of which is saying this is Messenac. That's me.
I'm LJ. I'm LJ. Enthusiastic.
Good work.
I'm your favorite monotonous host, Tenebrae Invictus.
And I'm the wonderful, splendid guy who shows up every once in a week.
<It's> Ian Warner.
Yup.
Hooray.
I think I might have nightmares tonight.
How do you like my impression of Peter Griffin?
Pretty good.
I love it. It's good. I should talk like this throughout the whole thing.
No!
Alright, Stud.
That's actually a pretty solid impression.
Oh, God, I've been working on it for years.
Your life's mission accomplished.
Yay! I only topped it with my other one, Joe. Which I don't know if I could do because of these headphones.
Yeah.
Alright, let's get down to business. Tell us the Lego bit in history.
Okay. So how's life and such, everyone? It's been a week since our last episode, as always. We had plenty of content put up on our channel this week, plenty of stuff going on. But how have your lives been?
Oh, you know, normal. Gotten a couple of fights, saved a couple of kitty cats from trees, got hacked from BZ Power right before I got taken down.
Oh,
got
cool.
But, you know.
Yup. For me, I went to a little-known event known as Mardi Gras.
No. Get out of here. No way.
I love that disclaimer you put at the beginning of your video.
Yeah.
Your coverage for it.
For those that don't know, I made like a Mardi Gras coverage. I'll have to link it to you, Ian. I like, went to a parade that was literally right outside my front door. And
no.
I did like a coverage of it and made like montages, and it was pretty ridiculous. And that took the place of the Monday newscast. What about you, LJ? Well, I guess you already did cover yours, but
you said you wanted
me to talk
about it in passing.
What good things
have happened to you
this week? Yeah.
Well, I want to talk about my hacking.
We will. It's a news thing. Life and
fine.
Such. You must restrict the most interesting thing that happened to you this week in favor of other things. So what happened?
Let's see.
How he got punked by a hacker.
No.
Jeez.
Let's see. Good things have happened. Oh, yeah. I've completed my entire 2001 set collection.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's quite the accomplishment, actually.
Caught them all.
Really?
Gotta catch them all, Legos.
Yeah, Pokemon. Yeah. You gotta
just
catch them all.
I wanna be the very best that no one ever was.
Well.
Oh, man. I don't even want to get into that.
That's a pretty impressive feat. Mean, what about you? You've been gone most of this week, but...
Yes, I have been gone most of this week, so it's nice to be back since the last time I was on TTV was the newscast of last Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
God, that's so long ago.
Yeah, last Wednesday.
It was so long ago.
Go figure.
9 days. 9 days.
Might as well have been a year.
Wow. Wow.
Stuck in a prison in Guantanamo Bay. Yeesh, it feels like that.
Well, all right. I guess that's all for everyone's lives, so we can go ahead and move on to the first segment, the news. In the news this week, we have random BZ Power issues. We have quite a few of those. Spartan Ops Episode 10 draws near. Rayman Legends controversy. And Bungie's Destiny to be revealed on Sunday. That's the news. You may notice a distinct lack of something. That's LEGO news. But there's none. Something I can mention in passing without going into too much detail, because I don't really care. Today at LEGO World in Denmark, which is a big event that follows Toy Fair every year, they unveiled a new set, and it's like, I believe, a X-Wing Starfighter. It's UCS, which means it's huge and only available from LEGO Shop at Home, and that's Star Wars. And everyone's ranting and raving about that because it's, you know, really great
Star Wars. Yeah.
Yeah, for those that couldn't tell by X-Wing, but you know, not everyone can, so I gotta cater to those people. It's pretty good looking, actually. It's like the Red 5, that's what it's called, Red 5 X-Wing, and I think it has as many pieces as the Lion Temple from Chima. So yeah, that's something.
That's a lot.
Anyway, moving on to our actual things. BZ Power issues. So without going into too much detail, LJ, something unfortunate has happened to you this week that you mentioned a bit prior, but what happened?
Yes. Basically what happened, BZ Power, this happened around Valentine's Day, actually. I think it was the day before Valentine's Day. The day before Valentine's Day. And I was informed that my account, my BZ Power account, had been hacked. Now, I've been on BZ Power for 8 years without much trouble. And so this was kind of a big bunch of news to me.
Yeah.
So it gotten hacked, and it had been used to basically say, I'm so done with BZ Power. There are so much better places. And then from what I had heard, to post some sort of graphic image.
Yup.
So, it had been suspended. And
8 years. Yep.
Yeah, right off the bat, okay, not 8 years, sorry.
7 years,
yeah, seven. Nearly 8 years. It'll be 8 years this year. So, the staff of BZ Power immediately knew it was not me. I did not go ahead and actively do that. I was hacked. My account was taken hold of. I would just like to announce, give a public statement that it was not me in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
It does not affect BioCraft in any way. I did not do that. I am not a moron.
One dude was horrified, and LJ, I'm not sure if I ever told you. Did I tell you click replied?
Oh, no, you didn't. What did he say?
He said, thanks, Meso. I guess I should have figured. I was just surprised. Good to hear. Not that you were hacked, yeah, but that it's, you know, not you.
Unfortunate for you, but hey, don't worry, buddy. Maybe next time.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a kind of a pain in the rear. The day later, BZ Power goes down.
Yep.
They had also been hacked.
Mm-hmm. So,
and their database got deleted.
Yeah.
And their front page being tampered with, et cetera, yada, yada. You know the drill.
Yeah, do any amount of research whatsoever, and you'll probably find out more info about it if you care enough. But, you know, the base of the matter is that happened to you? People are like, is this a big site-wide occurrence? Should I be concerned? No, it's not. That's all I'm going to say. It is a site-wide occurrence in the sense that it's going on with BZP, but you should not panic. This isn't an MIB scenario. That's what people are thinking. We know that it is not. Don't worry about it. Go on with your normal lives. Take a break from BZP because nothing goes on there anyway. And listen to our podcast. Thank you.
What if Crackjack hears this, though, and, like, decides to do exactly that?
Crack is coming back. Crack is whack.
That would be terrible. Back.
He's come back to jack your account. Crack's back to jack.
Yeah.
Kids should just sit down, read a book, watch a poster, live life, man.
Watch a poster. What about a...
Movies are overrated. Nah, posters are better.
Poster.
Oh, man. This poster's the best. It's a blank piece of paper, dude. I know.
Look at the framing on that thing.
Blank piece of paper. Wow. So. All right.
That was terrible.
Yeah. Okay. The next bit of news is something I wanted to go over that we were supposed to cover on last week's episode, but we cut it due to time constraints. And this is, I want to give like a bit of background on this. For those that have ever heard of a game franchise named Rayman, who here has ever played a Rayman game?
All the way from the beginning.
Oh, okay.
Played one on the Game Boy.
Oh,
I've never played any of those.
Blasphemy!
So
I know.
So you're a pretty good fan, Ian Mange. You've played a game, and LJ's the person that doesn't really know much about it, so this works. This is a good diverse group of people to talk about this with. So the Wii U. Rayman Legends, which was a sequel to Rayman Origins, which came out for consoles last year and got critical acclaim. It's like a 2D platformer, for those that don't know, like LJ. It's like a 2D platformer like Mario or Metroid, which you have played Metroid. So
it's going old school. Yes.
And it's really weird, very strange at times, but the Rayman Origins game got really good reviews, critical acclaim. Just as good as the average Mario game. Some people said it's better. So it was a really good game. So they made a sequel for it, and they announced it as a Wii U exclusive, whereas the other game came out for all consoles, I think. I don't even think it came out for the Wii, now that I think about it, but I guess it could have. I'm not going to say it didn't, because I don't know. So this game...
It did.
Okay, it did. So this game was announced as Wii U exclusive, and it was actually going to be released on February 22nd, I believe. And then they announced, like, a week and a half ago, it's being delayed 7 months so they can make it cross-platform. And rather than just release the version that they already have done, the game went gold for the Wii U, they're delaying that version 7 months as well so they can release them in sync with the other versions.
Do you think this is just the Wii's attempt to get back at all the other platforms that went ahead of it? If you think about it, the Wii, in and of itself, if it had a game that was multi-platform, was always the one to get the last spot in the game.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh. Like Call of Duty.
Yeah.
I mean, anyway.
Oh, it's true. But, yeah, man, it was a Ubisoft decision because... Let's face it, if you do any amount of research into the Wii U whatsoever, you'll know it's been a complete flop in sales and in reception. Not because the hardware is necessarily bad. Good games could still be made for it yet, and your opinions on the touchscreen or whatever are irrelevant. But it didn't sell that well. Definitely didn't sell as well as the Wii. And they released a big flock of games at the beginning that were pretty average at the very least, except for a couple standouts. All the cross-platform games had crippling frame rate issues and bad online infrastructure. So there's been a drought in games since it was released back in November, and nothing really has come out for it. And this was one of the big name exclusives here. People literally bought a Wii U to play this game, and now it's being delayed 7 months, even though it's done, just because the Wii U is a sales flop, and Ubisoft thinks. And they're right in thinking this. If we release the game now for the Wii U, if we decide to make it cross-platform later, no one's going to buy it because it's old. and if we release it just on the Wii U, it's not going to sell well.
Man, there's a punch to the groin.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for anyone who owns this thing.
Me too.
Quite frankly, the only reason why I would want it was really for the Pikmin 3 game. And that's about it, man. And Zelda, but that doesn't come down for, like, who knows when.
I'm just waiting for them to make a Metroid game, because Metroid's my big Nintendo franchise. But they've dropped that like a rock. So.
Not since the last one.
But Other M was great.
Oh, really? I haven't played
it. No, it wasn't. That was sarcastic. It was terrible. But
awful. Just awful.
I would find this an appalling thing that would happen. And I'm not even like a Rayman fan. I don't really care about the game, to be honest. But coming from an objective situation, this is terrible for the console because it's lost one of its good exclusives. For the fans that were anticipating this, and from the developers' perspective, because it came out a couple days later, they had actually been like overworked and put into crunch time mode to get this game out for the deadline. And they really had to work overboard, and they're really proud of the game. One of the guys posted like a post on the Spanish forum, which I'll link in the description. I basically just summarized it for you. Really overworked to get this game out. Come to find out that was unnecessary because they're just going to delay it 7 months. Took time away from their families to work on this game. Complete waste.
Back to work.
There's a petition to get the game released early, like was promised, that has accumulated an absurd amount of signatures. But let's be honest, is that going to work? I don't think so. But
yeah, it has in the past.
It's over 11,000. And I will also link that in the description. What are you guys' thoughts on this, if you have any? Aside from Wii U is not doing well.
Well, as for the petition signing, the only thing I could think of that actually worked was the Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time remake one, that Operation Rainfall. That's what it was. And another one about a TV show. I think it was Firefly? I think that was it. I don't know.
Well, Firefly had a movie made about it, so...
Yeah.
Hooray. Who cares?
On to the next show.
But it just seems like nobody cares. Even if someone or something gets petitioned and it gets a ton of signatures, who cares? Because as soon as the thing comes out, everyone just moves right on to the next thing. And, oh, that was yesterday's news. Who cares?
Yup.
God,
problems, so stuff like this. It appalls me from, like, a, you know, objective perspective, but at the same time, it's just a game release. There are a billion and one other games coming out this year. Rayman isn't exactly the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Probably, but, you know.
It could have.
Yeah.
Yeah, who am I kidding? No, I couldn't.
This was a good opportunity. Nothing's coming out for the Wii U except this. Maybe people would have checked it out and then, you know, more people would have become interested, but...
God, the only other thing I heard that was doing great on the Wii U was that Zombie U game.
Yes, Zombie U. The reaction to that's been mixed, to say the least.
It sold well, from what I heard.
Well, that's good. Maybe they'll make a better sequel. Vin actually got Zombie U.
Oh, no.
If he joins, because he's actually on, and he may join the podcast midway through, maybe you can talk about that, but, you know. He actually does have a Wii U and a bunch of games for it, so.
I feel sorry for the poor lug now. Hey, Vin, how's it going, man?
So, Vin, you literally just came in during the midst of a Wii U and Rayman discussion. What do you think of the state of the Wii U and the game's drought for it, and now Rayman getting delayed 7 months?
I think I'm gonna play some Pokemon.
You did that last time. Why, Ben? Why?
Because it's Pokemon, baby.
Because I still have to catch them all, baby.
Ben, focus. No copyrighted
Pokemon. Oh, God, I hate that thing.
Now let's see who he's bringing out, and we can probably tell the audience.
Yes.
Anyway, I think the Wii U is doing okay right now.
What do you think of the games for it?
The games that they will have for it, or the games they already have for it?
The games that you personally have for it and have played.
Well, I only have New Super Mario Bros. U and Assassin's Creed 3, and both are very well...
I thought you had Zombie U.
Oh, no, I tried the demo for that. It's amazing.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
here. I told you.
Truly the pinnacle of gaming ingenuity.
Is this sarcasm?
Okay, maybe not that good, but it was... No, actually, I don't know. It was really...
It's the Citizen Kane of the gaming world.
It definitely went beyond my my expectations. Like, Zombie U, it's not as foolish as the name is.
Zombie U.
It's really good. Well, that's good. I would definitely recommend it for anybody that's into that horror genre of video games. Especially the survival aspect. It's so great.
Yeah.
You die once, you have to start over as a new person. It's great.
Yeah, but the name of the system, it's so stupid.
Yes, I know. They shouldn't have named it this. They should have named it the Nintendo Revolution, because I truly feel like Nintendo's coming back in full force.
Stuck with the...
But now we're stuck with the Wii.
Keep up with Operation Cafe or whatever.
Project Cafe.
Nintendo Latte.
Anyway,
it's off the euphemism.
Assassin's Creed 3, I feel, has been very well ported to the Wii U.
Oh, really?
The gameplay isn't actually hindered at all. Feels like as if you're playing on a 360.
Well, that's good, because I've heard less than good things about some of the ports for the Wii U. So I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, I've read some mixed reviews about the ports in general for the Wii U. Assassin's Creed, it just happens to be the one of them that is actually good.
That's good.
Or at least in my eyes, it's good.
Yeah.
So it plays as good as the 360 one.
I think it does.
Man, you know, I gotta go out and buy myself a 360. Sorry, Wii U.
Maybe next time. Except the Wii U has better graphics. Like, slightly better graphics. That's like...
Sorry, Wii U.
And I also love how, despite the Wii U gamepad being all gigantic, it's actually very comfortable to use. Hmm. It's like using any other controller. Unlike its predecessor, the Wii Remote and Nunchuck controllers.
Controller.
God, I gotta tell you. That's a first for Nintendo. If you go way back, then the last comfortable one was the one on the Super NES. Yeah. Oh my god.
I thought the GameCube controller was fine.
Oh no, that thing was a jumble of crap.
You're a jumble.
It was just buttons everywhere.
Like, what does this do? Why is there a Z button only on the right side?
But the 360 has like three more buttons than the GameCube controller does.
It's proportional and it fits nice.
Not
and
really. Snug. It's based on the GameCube controller, if anything.
The
control sticks are in the same places.
It's smaller.
So anyway, you're
smaller.
So anyway,
he's right.
Anyway, what else did you want to ask me?
Yeah, that was all. I just wanted to get your input before we switch.
Oh,
segments.
Yeah, and I tried the demo for Rayman Legends as well. That was a load of fun.
Nice.
But apparently we won't be playing the full game until they port it to the other systems. I don't know why they made such a decision. It's fine on the Wii U.
It's because the Wii U is tanking sales-wise, and they thought the game wouldn't do well if they just released it on the Wii U.
Or they... If anything, they could just release it when the new wave of Wii U games comes out. Because, okay, honestly, even though I like the Wii U as it is, its launch games
were kind of bad.
Are not? Yeah. They're just not
they
promising.
Suck.
They just don't want to make you want the Wii U. Unless you're like a big Mario fan and you want to try out the new game or some.
Ooh, Mario!
Nintendo.
Yes. But it's just, that's why I only have. That's why I still, after all this time, ever since Christmas, I still only have two games for it. I would probably buy Zombie U if I had the money. But yeah, after all this time, just still two games. I'm waiting for the new Smash Brothers. I'm waiting for the. I think they're making a new Zelda. Yeah.
Gotta smash them, brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Waiting for the new Smash Brothers, waiting for the new Zelda, waiting for the new Mario adventure.
Speaking of, I'm glad you brought that up before we transition to Halo-related things. One more Nintendo bit. They recently announced a bunch of games for the 3DS because apparently this year is the year of Luigi.
Oh, yeah. And then there's the they're actually going to have... They're, Nintendo, after all this time, is actually going to have Super Luigi.
Yo.
No. No.
But it's going to be DLC for the new Super Mario Brothers U.
He's not even worthy enough to get his own game.
But he's getting his own game. Luigi's Mansion, Dark.
Oh, that's pint-sized. Nobody cares.
Luigi's Mansion was an amazing game, though.
No, he needs to get the
sequel is going to be okay. But it is kind of sad that they didn't make that game for the Wii U.
I want a Super Luigi World.
Yeah.
They kind of are, because the DLC actually involves... This is probably the biggest DLC I've ever seen for such a game. It's basically a whole new game added to what you already have. There's like 80 plus levels and such.
What?
And
so why not sell this, it?
Yeah, why not sell it as a full game?
I know!
Why make it DLC?
What's the monotony of the stupidity? It's just stupid!
The monotony of the stupidity of the game.
Because, like, they're still working on it. And rather than release it as a new game, when, you know, we already have new Super Mario Bros. U, that'd be like doing what Call of Duty does and releasing the same game every year. Like, if they wanted to make their Super Luigi project an entirely new game, it would be just like what Call of Duty does. Instead of making it DLC, they make it a whole new game.
TTV episode 56, the monotony of the stupidity.
You hear me, Mario. I've got to get to my own game, and I've got to make you shove it right where it hurts.
Basically, what they're going to be adding will... Tell Mario to
shove
get...
it.
I can't properly word this.
Go for it.
Oh, I have another way of putting it. This DLC will knock Mario off his pedestal.
Yeah.
And make way for Luigi. That's how big the DLC is going to be.
This whole year, they're like making another game. And it's a little known fact. My favorite Mario games are the RPG series.
Oh,
for the Game Boy. Oh. They're making a new one of those, and it looks so stupid. It's Mario and Luigi Dream Team, and the thing is, it takes place inside Luigi's dreams.
Aww.
Because that's totally game material.
Finally, everyone's gonna feel green with envy.
And it's in 3D, which is dumb, IMO. But it happens.
I know, that was terrible.
At least you can turn the 3D off.
No, I mean, like, the graphics are in...
Oh!
Like Pokemon.
I thought you were referring to the fact that it's going to be on 3DS.
Nope.
Lol.
Dude, Pokemon 3DS all up in here, yeah!
Actually, a 3D Mario RPG, that's something I never thought I'd see for a while.
It's not like 3D, like, Mario 64, but 3D.
Oh,
like...
but you mean like 3D as in just 3D renders of the cartoony
characters? No, no, no. Oh, I thought it was, you know, actual 3D scape.
Dude, I don't even know. I've only seen one screenshot. I may forget what I saw. I'll toss it up on the screen, but I'm not going to bother finding a link right now. But, I'm getting this back on track. We're done with the Nintendo.
No, I just want to say one last thing.
Be quick.
I'm pretty sure any other Mario fan would say the same thing. I would like to see Nintendo like make sort of Mario Galaxy graphic
Game on the 3DS?
No.
No.
What am I trying to... Let me word that differently. I think what I'd like to see is Nintendo make a Mario RPG, but using, like, the same graphic style as, say, Mario Galaxy or something.
So top-of-the-line render and all that, but still with the RPG gameplay aspect.
RPG, yeah, and the story and plot and...
No, story. They can make up whatever they want for the blue plumber.
Of course they can. That's what I'm saying, though.
Okay. So.
Man.
Next up, we have a quick bit of news about Halo 4. Spartan Ops, the weekly episodic content series.
Don't care.
Is coming to an end.
Back to Pokemon.
Episode 10. Turn the music off. You can mute it. Shout out.
Go, you're right, I can mute it, but I don't want to.
We're doing a show.
Sounds like a personal problem. Go ahead.
Voltorb, sacrifice yourself. Explode!
Voltorb, I hate Voltorb so much.
So, okay. Spartan Ops Episode 10 will be released this Monday. It is called Exodus, and it is the final episode. Wow.
Hooray.
It's probably not the final episode, just because someone found, like, a file. On Halo Waypoint, they have preview images every week for the episode. A preview image in the sense that there's an article you can click, and there's, like, a thumbnail image for it. And they say, oh, watch the trailer, play the episode now, it's released, or whatever. Someone found a preview image on their server for Episode 11. So it's probably a safe bet to say it's not done. They're probably going to have, like, a post-ending mission, like Lone Wolf or whatever, that sets the stage for Season 2. That wouldn't surprise me at all. But point is, it's supposedly ending on Monday until the eventual release of Season 2, which will be paid DLC. And I'm pretty excited because I don't know if... I know you, Ian, have not kept up with Spartan Ops, but...
Dude, I'm still on Episode 2, man!
Yeah.
I haven't even touched him.
It's really good. And Vin, how like up to date are you?
Dude, I'm sorry, so what? Updated.
The last 5 weeks or so have been great. They upped the scale big time. So I'm really excited about this conclusion, to be honest.
I think it's pretty clear that I've been playing Halo for a while. That's because, great. Well, you know.
Yup. You're right. That is pretty clear.
Man, them Spartan Pokemon, look at them go.
Spartanmon.
Spartmon.
Oh, Jay, are you excited for the conclusion? Spartan Ops.
Yeah,
What do you think they're going to have us do as, like, a final boss fight?
Oh, God, I hate Blossom.
Fight the Harvester, fight Jewel and Dalma. I was literally just about to say, like, you press a bunch of buttons.
They're going to press a bunch of buttons that will cause a platform to lower or be raised that will have the person that will kill M'Dama on it.
Why are you talking like that?
Because it's suspenseful!
Yeah! I'm holding back a cough.
Okay. You're probably right, the sad thing is, but, you know.
Way to downplay it, jeez, man.
Here's what I hope happens. Master Chief comes in at the end of the cutscene, and then you play the levels as Crimson, and you have to fight with Master Chief as your AI-controlled ally against wave after wave of new
that's
enemy
cool.
types.
Master Chief's yeah. actually in Spartan.
Whoa.
He's not. That's what I hope is happening.
Oh.
Oh.
That's stupid.
Man. I thought you were going to say you were going to fight the Chief. I'm like, what?
No, I'm saying you have to fight with him against wave after wave.
You have to fight against the Chief.
Of engineers and skirmishers.
You have to challenge him to a fist fight.
Well, if that's the case, I'm putting my controller down. Later, Chief. It's been fun knowing you.
Yeah.
I'll take my lumps.
I'm going to take him on. I'm going to fight him and win.
You have to fight wave after wave of, like, engineers and skirmishers and new enemy types.
Wave after wave of Master Chiefs.
No, you fight with Master Chief. And then, at the very end, you fight the Didact, and it's another quick time event, and you throw him into another pit, and then
Halo 5.
Throw him into another pit.
Screw that dude. Master Chief, the boss, man, you can't beat that. That man could destroy the universe.
Beso, considering we're going to be fighting, we would fight Master Chief in so many waves and waves and waves. He will be so easy to beat, there'll be no problem.
Haha.
I can't wait to see.
Are you kidding me? It'll be like Venom level 10 on crack. Yeah. Each time, too.
Oh, God.
Fuck. Final bit of news, because that's really all. Spartan Ops comes out on Monday. Play it. Check it out. It's going to be great. I'm pretty hyped. But the final bit of news is one that is very interesting, and it's sending shockwaves across pretty much every gaming community out there. Destiny is your destiny.
Oh, my God!
Your destiny is near.
Don't care. I'm going to play Pokemon with Venom. Hey, Venom, pop it on. Yeah. Go, Blaziken. Flame kick.
Kingdra, use dive.
Your destiny is near. Sunday, exclusively at IGN, we will get the first sneak peek into Bungie's new universe. The current understanding is going to be a game kind of like Borderlands. But an MMO with competitive multiplayer like Halo.
And more realistic, apparently. Yeah.
Appeal for all ages.
Yeah, right.
No, make it rated M. Let the kids join. Insert sex.
Oh, no! Hey, that wasn't nice! That's I'm gonna punch you square, you punk! Yeah, what's wrong with you? Don't you know how to play hardcore? I'm gonna teabag your face in.
I got a question for you guys. What's the youngest kid you've played in a match or even seen in a match in a Halo game? Any.
Dr. Dan.
No, I was about to say that, Dr. Dan!
I don't know how old that dude was, but it was like a really young dude that like was... being obnoxious and talking smack to everybody on mic.
Take a guess.
Probably 7.
Oh my gosh.
Vin, do you think 7 is a good guess for him?
I don't know. All I know is that kid was... that kid was saying words I've never even heard in my life.
But I can one-up you guys. I saw a kid at 4 years of age.
Really?
Yeah, playing the game with his big bro.
How'd that go?
Man, he was talking smack to a kid who is 12 years old, and the 4-year-old...
It's always 12.
But the 4-year-old was winning.
What in the world?
The 4-year-old was bringing the smack down on this kid.
Wow.
Why is 12, like, the age cutoff?
Well, apparently it doesn't anymore. 4 years old is now the new age.
Yeah.
What is it about kids turning into little jerks once they hit 12 years old?
Meso, you would know this.
I wasn't a jerk.
Meso, you would definitely know this.
I wasn't a jerk. I was just like noobish.
Yeah, that's true. Never mind.
What is it? It's like it's always a 12-year-old.
I don't know. I'm sure there's some like actual.
But there's a kid on mic, screaming his head off because he died, like for the first time.
Dude,
ever.
I'm sure there's some actual reason that like involves growth and like brain patterns and maturity levels. But I don't know.
Did I ask you for your opinion? No. So be quiet.
Let me hit that kid like a ton of bricks.
But yeah, I can tell none of you are really enthusiastic about Destiny. Why is this, Ben? I thought you liked Bungie. Don't be an Ian Warner.
I never even said anything about Destiny to begin with.
Then back to Pokemon.
Why are you putting me on blast?
Why back to Pokemon?
Dude, at least he didn't make you sound like an insult. I feel insulted.
Yeah, exactly. Bungie's a good company just because you disagree.
No, they're not.
Practices.
I don't know.
Bite me.
I think Bungie may or may not do well with this. Well, let's see. Halo Reach.
Yeah, exactly. That's what everybody's saying. It has very strong potential to flop. I guess I may as well. I don't know why I haven't done this yet. We got a couple of blurbs about the possible story and content of the game beyond the fact that it's going to have like cooperative and competitive multiplayer game modes. But
well,
a bit about the story. Wait, what?
Reach was a good game while it lasted.
Definitely.
It was definitely not a bad game.
No.
Until 343 got a hold of it.
Yup.
And look how well 343 is handling Halo 4 right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, I think Bungie will do fine. Probably not superb like how they did with Halo in the first place, but I think they'll do fine, to be quite honest.
Are you in a position where I can link you a couple pictures real quick?
Now, don't get me wrong. Sure. I love Halo 1 and 2.
But that's it.
That is it.
Why didn't you like Halo?
Like Halo 3?
I guess mostly for the kids. Hate them.
What?
They ruined the game.
Well,
oh, and not only that, back then when my two buddies and I played, we learned we didn't need to play with other people online to rise through the ranks. Here's how. All right, I'm going to give you the situation. Doesn't matter what map. At my desk, I have, let's see, three controllers, all of them on. And my other two buddies will have the themselves and two more controllers. That already fills up the roster, and we just kill bots like nothing.
Wow.
We lay waste. I think the record of highest kills recorded in one game was 136.
What in the world?
Yes. And that wasn't me. That was my buddy Alex. He was very fast. but until Bungie took that away.
Yeah.
Bunch of punks. Hate them. Hate them so much.
Well, that's one of those pictures like shows the new enemy for Destiny. Or what people presume to be the new enemy. The Fallen.
The Zesk.
No, they're not. They're the Fallen.
Yeah.
Hey, Zesk. It's Hellghast. Look at him.
Fallen, Zesk, Hellghast. Combo.
That are their cousins.
Yup.
They're all gonna have shields and plasma weapons. I mean,
A bit of background about the story is everything changed with the arrival of the Traveler. It sparked a golden age when our civilization spanned our solar system, but it didn't last. Something hit us, knocked us down. The survivors built a city beneath the Traveler, and have begun to explore our old worlds, only to find them filled with deadly foes. You are a guardian of the last safe city on Earth, able to wield incredible power. Defend the city, defeat our enemies, reclaim all that we have lost.
And bring out the lamentation of the women.
Be brave.
Arnold, get off the podcast!
Stop it! I'm trying to make my cameo.
But that's the basic premise for Destiny. It promises customizable characters, weapons, gear, and vehicles. So that's...
And your very own power suit. Oh, wait.
Yes. Unprecedented variety of FPS gameplay that redefines the genre and breaks traditional conventions of story, cooperative, and competitive multiplayer modes, combined with public and social activities.
Bullcrap. I call bullcrap.
Why? Are you so...
It's all the same as last time.
I don't know, they've obviously got something planned. I'm at least moderately intrigued with this.
Well, let's not forget Activision.
Yup, that's the other thing. One of these pictures they have in like big letters at the top, from the creators of Halo and the publishers of Call of Duty.
Oh, yeah. God dang.
Damn it.
Here we go.
Yup.
I got a question for you. Spot the two lesser of evils. See which one you can find out.
Yeah, Call of Duty all the way.
Oh yeah, God. Halo right there.
Hey, No, it's Call of Duty.
Since when was they like? Did they like ever call out a publisher in like a games promo?
Call of Halo Theft Auto coming to you live.
But yeah, that's Destiny. I'll be checking it out. I have interest in this. I'm curious to see how this works. It's apparently some kind of MMO Borderlands competitive hybrid thing. So that alone sounds like a recipe for success. But I don't know.
Man, we've already had stuff like this. I don't know why they're saying it's revolutionary.
Unprecedented.
Unprecedented next evolution of entertainment. Dude, get out my nuts. No way. Man, I hope you all recall a game that did come out very recently. It is called Planetside 2.
Yup.
And it did pretty much the same as this game.
Yeah, that's
granted,
true.
A lack of story, but
I thought that game had a story. I don't know.
Gotta kill the bad guy. Yeah, that's the story.
Works for me. You don't need a reason to shoot stuff. So yeah. I guess that's all for the news this week. Now, LJ, do you have a comic maker prepped?
BZ power is down.
You don't need that. I keep urging you to go back and revisit past comic makers, but you don't have to do it.
No, I have nothing.
Okay, that works. Pokemon comics.
You know, I get the feeling he's just running into the same battle all the time.
Yeah, he always has a battle ready. So.
Is this some kind of default music you're playing to us whenever you get bored?
No.
I bet you have a soundboard sitting right next to you.
No, of course not. I'll even prove it to you right now. Oh, damn it.
Turn it down.
It's killing my ears.
Yup. Well, all right. Then in that case, since we've actually gone on pretty longer than
Giga Dream
to talk about, we can go ahead and send this out. For the clothes.
I still want that soundboard, Ben. Give me that soundboard.
We had a soundboard.
Oh, no, what you're talking
called
about.
LJ Bot. And it was designed to be a substitute for LJ in case you ever wasn't here with a bunch of choice quotes from it.
So whenever you guys would be laughing about something stupid, you just keep playing.
I could just hear it now.
Wow.
Oh, come on.
Really, okay. That is all for TTV episode 56. It's been fun. And be sure to like, comment, favorite, rate, subscribe, and all that fun stuff if you care about us at all. And if you don't, well, then I guess I don't know why you're watching this. Get off the video and never come back.
We know you guys care.
And go play Pokemon.
Man, he was on the ball for that one.
Yup.
Oh, man.
Flinched.
I'm messing up.
I'm LJ.
Wait, the episode's already over?
Yes.
Wow.
We went on for quite a long time about the news that you barely just did.
Well, back to Pokemon.
We had Nate with us, but he is long since gone. He's internet drop.
Oh, that's funny.
And you are Venom.
Yes, I am Venom. Thank you.
For that. Man, that's the one.
Clarification.
Stuff just passed by so quickly. I just played my game of Pokemon, man. It was crazy.
And you are
Ian Warner.
Okay. Thank you for listening and goodbye.